Welcome to
So This Is Love.
My name's Leslie.
And my name's Aaron.
And this is episode 118.
Yes.
118. Not 113.
Episode 118.
And sorry, everybody, but on our Insta story and our Instagram, I put 113.
It's fine.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's actually been...
Just add another 3 to the other side of the 8.
Yeah.
To the 3.
Like a mirror image.
Yes, and then it'll be 118.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so our last episode aired in February, which was 7 months
ago. February.
February.
That's how I remember how to spell it correctly.
Yeah, and it was, if we do say so ourselves, a very lackluster episode.
Well, I had a couple people say they liked it, but
it was fun, I guess. Yeah,
I think we had a really hard time recording it, though.
We did, yeah. Because we were recording and playing a game at the same time, trying not to, like, mix the tiles. And
there was a lot of things we couldn't talk about.
Yeah, and we're done with that.
Yeah. Well, we're not done with it, but we can talk about it.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
We're done not talking about things. Right. Because that's...
Well, we couldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't... We weren't in... Like, not that we weren't in a place, but we weren't allowed to talk about it.
It was really both.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it the gag order got lifted sometime with... I mean, pretty just early on... In the hiatus that we've been in.
Yeah.
In the, like, month or two since we stopped recording. But then the reason...
But also kind of became the reason why we couldn't record.
Yeah. Because we didn't really... I'm sorry. I touched the table. It wasn't you this time. It was me.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was fine.
It's fine. I'll live. But we just had our hands really busy. And we've gone through a lot to... Get our hands unbusy. We've cleared a lot of stuff from our plates. We have adjusted to new entries into our lives.
Yep.
And
got a couple of those.
We did, and we'll get to talk about that.
And I must tell you,
it's coughing season, y'all.
It's coughing season, so I will probably cough a lot.
If you're wearing headphones, I'll really try to get the editing down. But we apologize in advance.
Yes.
Because for those of y'all who have listened to from the beginning, you know what Leslie's cough sounds like. You know what my laugh sounds like. We'll work on the back end of this to make it not, you know, burst your eardrums or anything. And so it's been a couple of months.
A couple?
Well, no. So 7 months since we've recorded.
Yes.
Or released an episode, and it was a few months in where we could start talking about the things that were going on.
And actually, like, even though it's been 7 months, it's probably been more like the full 9 because we were taking lots of breaks in between episodes because we had to.
And so, you know, the gag got lifted and we're able to
gag. You're so weird.
That's what it's called. It's a gag order.
It wasn't like we were being gagged.
No, but that is what it's called. That is the proper term.
But not for this.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. Just
have you missed us? Have you missed us?
Just let it go, Leslie.
Have you missed us?
But then we were just so busy. And honestly, for those of y'all who remember in December, like, I just haven't been feeling well mentally, emotionally.
Yes, back in December. Was it December or January that you said?
January.
January, you told everybody that you had been diagnosed with depression.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that kind of interrupted our beginning of the 2019 episode schedule. There were just some weeks I didn't want to. And then...
And mom had fallen out of her wheelchair.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Onto her face.
Uh-huh. Our car died.
Mm-hmm. And we also began taking care of my niece.
That's right, Haley.
That was the visitor we were talking about all the time.
So, we'll get into it. But like I was saying, in this period of time where we haven't been releasing episodes, You know, we finally were able to talk about it, but we're still super busy. And then finally we got to a point where, okay, we could technically get back to recording, and I still wasn't really feeling it.
No, because I would ask and you'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Because I've continued to record a podcast with my girlfriends. It's called Southern Science. And so we've continued, and we have 30 episodes at least. And I've continued to record. I also learned how to do production.
Yes,
because so I wasn't there. A new thing for me because you couldn't do it because you were working or not there. Yeah. So.
And, but now, I don't know. It's what, September 12th? And we're feeling the juices again.
Gross.
But yeah, so I guess we're gonna, you know, bring you up to speed.
Sort of.
Kind of. Because we got a few episodes worth of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start with the most major thing, right? And that is the little visitor.
Oh yes.
So Leslie's sister lives in Corpus.
Let's not give too much information.
Well, she lives over there.
She lives away.
They already know where she lives.
Yes, because you already opened your mouth about
it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's a city. They can find her. If they really want to, like, they'll just make it happen. But so she lives away. Hours away. And she's going through some stuff with her family. And she got separated. And she has a little baby girl, Haley. She's 5.
Yeah.
She's fixing to be 6.
Yeah.
In the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And she just needed a little help.
Yeah.
Because she still had to work.
Yeah.
So
our weekends
have been full of 5-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
So every weekend from the beginning of the year, January, up until like now, we've had Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie's 42. I'm 35.
We don't have kids of our own.
We don't have kids of our own. And it's been an adjustment.
Yes.
I mean, just in and of itself. And this is just on the weekend. This is not a, like, 24-hour thing. This
well, is it was, not a, 24 hours for those 3 days.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, like, this is not a 24/7 gig.
Right.
This is, we get her for like 48 hours, 50, you know, 60 some hours, depending on things. We had her for a week
once. For when she did camp.
In the time the span. Summer. Yeah. That was awesome.
It was actually 10 days.
And, you know, parents have 5 years to adjust to having a 5-year-old. We've had 9 months. And
in the first month, we dealt with pee everywhere.
Yep.
We
in
dealt
in the pants, in the bed,
in the floor.
Yeah.
We dealt with vomit in the bed.
Yep.
We dealt with poop in the pants.
Yes. Yeah. All that got taken care of.
In the first month.
And, you know, it's been interesting to see, like, how you and I respond to different things when it comes to Haley. Because we really, like, you're Tia Leslie, I'm Uncle Aaron, and...
White and Mexican.
Yeah.
Tia Leslie, Uncle Aaron.
And, because it was Tio for a bit, but I was like, my name, it's Uncle. It's okay. Just call me Uncle. we come from different families, and we've always talked about raising kids, right? But Leslie's a firstborn, so she's, you know,
bossy.
Uh-huh.
I take care of things.
And I'm the middle child, so I want everybody to be happy, but I also poke the buttons. So for me, it's been really funny to when she's like in her 5-year-old insanity mode, you know, like the flip switches or the flips get switched.
The switch gets flipped.
That. I knew I was saying it backwards. The switch gets flipped and she's just like, going crazy because she does this thing where, like, a mosquito is going to murder her.
Actually, it hasn't been bad in the past month or so.
But early on, yeah. You know? And so I came up with this thing where I was like, are you dying? Do you need to go to the doctor? Did your arm fall off? What? No? Then you're okay, right? Yes. Okay. Then let's stop crying. It's going to be all right. And oddly enough, that worked.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's good to remind her of the truth, mm-hmm. I think.
Parenting. Parenting 101 from people who don't really have kids. Okay, you're going to hear all about it.
And it's just I, in my home, I'm surrounded by women. Like, it's me, my wife, we take care of
my mom.
Leslie's mom. We have two female dogs.
Yes.
And
which now, you'll hear about
yeah,
one.
Now, yeah, we added another one. And now, you know, Haley every weekend. And I'm just like, okay, this is my life. So I've learned to brush 5-year-old girl hair.
Guys, I'm going to have to post some of those pictures. I've been really impressed. Erin, it's like, you know, we acquired a child, not just a child, but a girl child. Mm-hmm. And every time my sister would, and this isn't my sister's fault. It would just be like, she had a long day already and they were traveling and Haley would get to us. And I would tell my sister, like, she looks like an orphan. Like, hair. Didn't you like brush her hair? And she's like, I promise I brushed it, but it just comes out of the ponytail holder.
Yeah.
You know, because she has very fine hair.
Yes. And she touches her head all the time.
Yeah.
She's always touching her head. I'm like, stop it.
You're just going to mess up your hair. Yeah. And then so when we got her, I was doing her hair. Like, mm-hmm. I would do her hair for whenever we got up in the morning to go out or if we were going to go to church or whatever. I would do her hair. But within an hour or two, like, her hair was everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere. And then mm-hmm. she would cry
while you were brushing her hair. Because it hurts so bad. You're scalping her.
Like, I could, like, not even touch her hair and she would be like, ow! And I'm like...
She's a papalera.
Yes. You all know what papalera means, right?
A grade A paper maker.
Drama queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I fixed all of that within the first month. I went mm-hmm. and bought her a detangling brush.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
Yes. And I made her some detangling spray mm-hmm. and with essential oils.
Yeah.
And we bought her clips and we bought her hair things and, you know, so that she could have hair. We already, you know, like, I wasn't keen on doing like hairspray or mousse or anything like that, yeah. but we ended up doing some of it mm-hmm. Because her hair is just everywhere all the time.
And so I saw Leslie struggling with this and I was like, well, that's not fair. Like, she has to do everything because I'm not going to take Haley to the restroom.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to wipe her. I'm not going to do... There are things that I just am not going to be able to do.
Right.
But brushing her hair, you know, like, everybody's fully clothed. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, right. you know, this is a thing that can happen. So I went on YouTube.
You're making me, like, have flashbacks. Yes, because I'm remembering just, like, when she first came to us, it was like... mind you, my sister has taught her everything. Yes. She's 5.
Yeah.
But it was like she didn't know what to do with herself when she was here. Like, she couldn't do anything. Mm-mm. Like, she couldn't pick out her own clothes. No. She couldn't pick, you know, I couldn't get her to do anything for herself. Yeah. Like,
and she still is like, is this dirty? Even, like, we tell her, take off these clothes, go change, put all these clothes in the dirty clothes, and put on all new clothes. And then she'd be, like, walking out without a shirt or her shirt pants or something. She'd, is this dirty? Yes, it's dirty. Go put it in the dirty clothes and change. But so I got on YouTube to look up, like, how to deal with little girls' hair. I saw a couple of videos about it, and... One of the moms, I have no idea who she is, but it's like she drugged her kids. They were so quiet while she just like did what she needed to do. No, I think
they were just older.
Yeah. But that's like the magic of it. Like,
yeah.
It was for the video, you know?
Yeah.
Like threaten them within an inch of their lives.
I'll give you $5 if you don't cry.
But so one of the tips that she had was, you know, you regulate screen time. For kids, you know, if you want to
Which we do.
Is that something that you're going to do?
Like, here we do that because yeah. she came from where she had a tablet all the time.
Yeah.
And we made it to where when you visit the Leslie and Uncle Aaron, you don't need a tablet.
No.
And if we give it to you, it's a special time.
Yes.
So.
And so she's like, the mom said when she does the hair that she normally lets them watch the tablet or something like that. Just to keep them, their focus on something. Because if not, you know, kids are always squirming around. And that doesn't work out when you're trying to brush their hair.
For real.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a spray bottle for my hair because I don't know, this is the way my hair is. And so I started using that. And they're, like, apparently there are different combs that you use for different reasons. There are different brushes that you use for different reasons.
Only you, my love. Only you.
And
all the research.
Yeah. I love it. And so I was like, okay, so I need this brush first. Well, this comb, right? I guess it's a brush, the detangler brush.
Uh-huh.
And then I need
the wet brush.
The wet brush, got, yeah. And then I need a comb and the bristle brush that I like to use.
The boar's yeah. head one, yeah.
And so, like, that one's a really good finisher
mm-hmm.
for the hair.
Right. It smooths everything out.
Yes. But so then also... you know, spraying the hair down and getting it combed and, like, trying not to scalp her while you're doing it. Or at least where she doesn't feel like that.
Right.
And then having to learn that there's a certain... If you're going to make a ponytail, there's a certain spot that you want the ponytail to be at. Because then it's, like, all on your neck and that's at the point of the ponytail. And I still can't for the life of me do the braid that the mom was doing. It's supposed to be really easy, but I'm just going to blame Haley's hair.
Uh-huh. Her hair is very fine.
It is. But I've been able to try a couple of different things, and it's worked out. And one of the things was the mousse.
Yeah.
Right? I've asked a couple of different moms just, like, out and about in life where I see, you know, their daughter has really nice hair. I'm like, how did you do that? What did you do? What dark magic are you spinning? Because I need some. And a lot of them were like, oh, you can use gel or something like that to keep the flyaways from happening, and mousse and stuff without alcohol, alcohol-free based mm-hmm. stuff. I was like, okay. And so Leslie had this curly mousse mm-hmm. thing, and her hair, Haley's hair, is really curly. So it really works out because I get to put it on after I've brushed through the hair to make sure the flyaways kind of stay down, and then get the liga on. And then
what's a liga?
So that's the rubber band thing.
The hair
pony. Hair.
The hair pretty.
The
sure. little round elastic.
That's it. Band. I was like, I don't know. It's a liga. It's a scrunch. Well, because she didn't have scrunchies. No. We don't do scrunchies. But it's... For me, it's always been a liga.
Yeah.
But it's that elastic band that girls use.
Yeah.
And the soft one so that it doesn't, like, rip out your hair when you're taking it off.
Yeah.
And then, like, styling the hair. And that's been fun. That's been really cool. Another thing that we've worked on is when she got with us, your sister was like, oh, because I looked at her nails and I was like, her nails are dirty. They need to be cleaned.
She's a kid.
Well, yeah, of course. But still, like, if you take a shower, your fingernails should come clean. But right. hers didn't.
No.
But it's because she has these, like, really... She's five, guys.
Yeah.
But she has this deep-seated fear of just everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not being... fastidioso. Like, I'm not making this up. Like, it's almost everything. And one of those things was getting her fingernails clipped.
Yeah.
Or, you know, cleaned.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm sure in the 5 years that she's been alive, somebody hurt her while they yeah. were doing it. And now she just associates that pain
where?
With getting your fingernails taken
Well, I would
of.
Catch her, like, with her fingers in her mouth. And I'd yeah. be like, Haley, take your fingers out of your mouth. What are you doing? She's like, it's because they're too long, Tia. And I'm going to... And I was like, no, we'll cut them. Like, let me get the...
No!
No!
Like, crying.
Like, you were going to cut her hand off. So, she let me do them one time.
Yeah.
with much hesitation
and a lot of help.
Yes,
like we were like, I was right there, yeah. And we were like coaxing her and like petting her hair.
And I would cut my nail and I would show her like this doesn't hurt, and then like do her. So she that one time it was when we went to a wedding.
Yes,
I did her nail.
Yeah,
and then the next time you did them.
Yeah, so I utilized the same tool as with the combing of the hair, with the brushing of the hair. I sat down my phone and I put on Netflix for her, right? Which, by the way, Netflix, you're a genius because they have the different settings. Like, you can, like, on the side, you can select who's watching.
Right.
Right? And there's a kids one.
Right.
And it's just, like, everything that she wants to see.
Well, yeah, but I'm still picky about what she watches.
But still, like, it's a lot easier than, like, scrolling through all of my stuff or all of your stuff.
Right.
You know? And so I put that on and
her favorite thing to watch
is Puffin' Rock.
Puffin' Rock.
And, you know, since we've been married, Leslie and I, like, I started doing her fingernails, like giving her a manicure.
Or a pedicure.
Or pedicure. Because, you know, that's just what you do sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it was always a really fun time for us.
Right? And that, you know what? You know, I figured out why it is that you like to do that when you do it.
Why?
Because you're high touch. Like, one of your love languages is touch.
Mm-hmm. And, like, my hands are all over the hand, the feet, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I sat her down and I sat on the chair in front of her and I, like, buffed out her nails first because, like, she'd never had that done before, as far as I know. Right. So, like, Leslie has one of those seven-step nail file things. Yeah. So, like, the first three are to shape the nail, you know, around the edges. And then you do on the nail head, like, to smooth it out. And then to, like, smooth it out even more. It's like sandpaper.
Right. I mean, of course, you didn't do it like you would an adult.
No. But. And then, like, real soft and gentle. And then the last one is, like, the shiny shine, shine one. And then you put on, like, the base coat, which is, like, a clear, strengthening nail thing. Then you put on the first coat of color, which you like to do, like, a color that's kind of not like, super heavy. And then, like, the sparkly on top.
Yeah, we did a lot of sparkly, like, Hello Kitty-ish kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. And let me tell you, if you're ever going to do somebody else's nails, sparkly is very forgiving. Very forgiving. It's my favorite.
And I know, like, before anyone says anything, like, some people do not like for you to paint children's nails.
She's five.
Yes. But they're like, all the chemicals and all the da-da, like, you know. But we have permission from our mom. And it's not like it's something that we do all the time.
No.
And I'm just saying that because I already know the parents are going to be like, oh, I can't believe you painted her nails.
She doesn't even have her earrings yet. Like, she doesn't have her ears pierced at all.
I know.
Like, there's and
she's
a balance
scared
here.
Out of her mind if you talk about it. But we've come up in those areas, too. And we'll talk about them. But
And then, you know, you do the, like, the top coat, like, the clear, just make sure everything stays. And so we've gone through the whole, like, the first time she just stared at me.
She did.
While I was
and her
doing
hands, because she was like, what are you doing? Uh-huh. Are you going to cut me? Are you going to hurt me?
No, not with that. Because, you know, there are different tools to get under the fingernail to clear it out. I use, like, this wooden pick-looking thing. It's like a toothpick on one side and, like, a flat Phillips head on the other side. Phillips head? No, flathead. Flat on the other side. Yeah. Right? And I mean, it's made out of wood, so it's not terrible. But she was super freaked out of the pick part, so I used the other one, and that one was fine. But now she'll, like, okay.
Now she asks for you to
do
it.
Are you going to do my nails? Can you do my nails all good? Please. They're coming off. And if I do them and she messes, like, one fingernail.
She's, like, a mess.
No. She cries for everything. She has this, like, frowny face. And I'm like, you're not going to die. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But, like, just all of our friends have embraced her as part of our lives now. They love her. They love spending time with her. She cries if she doesn't like hug all of them or like say bye to them.
Like we've had to like leave the car and go back. And I know that sounds like we spoil the kid, but I was like, I'm going to let her hug the guy that she didn't get to hug, because if not, we're going to go home and she's going to cry the whole way home. Yep. And cry when we go to bed.
Yep.
And I'm just like, just go hug Pepe already, please. Mm-hmm.
And we had, this was one night that just like will stand out forever in my life. So we have a spare room. And when we knew that she was going to be coming home with us every weekend, we went and we bought out a new bedroom set. And we're like, well, she's going to need this. Just, you know, a person will need this to live here. And regardless if she continues to stay.
It would be a guest room.
Yeah, we like having friends over, you know, people visit. And we want a space for them to put their stuff. So she has her own room, her bed to sleep in. But she loves sleeping with us in our bed. And, like, that's not going to happen every night. Like, that's not necessary. She doesn't do that when she's at her house.
Right.
When she's home, she has her own bed and she stays there. At least that's what we're told.
Right.
And I believe it.
Anyway.
I want to believe it. So, so there was this one night she, you know, normally like Leslie will put her to bed, read to her and pray with her.
And we had like a whole like routine, like with essential oils, like lavender on the bottom of her feet, on her chest,
on the diffuser.
In the diffuser, we would get her all her stuffed animals each had a drop of oil so that she could smell them while she slept.
And she hold them.
And she would hold them, and usually she was out like within just a few minutes.
But Leslie's mom, who's in the room right across from her, she goes to sleep with her TV on. And she wasn't in bed yet, and her TV was a little bit loud that night, so we learned to, like, turn it down. When Haley's here, and it was playing a movie that Haley really wanted to watch.
It was like Muppets.
Sing.
Oh, yeah, Sing.
Yeah.
Sing.
And so she...
Well, I put her to bed.
Yeah. And Haley heard the music and got up and ran out. And you needed to get up for something.
It was a garage sale the next day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I wasn't doing anything, so I could just stay up till whenever. And so
I was in my closet, cleaning out my closet.
Yeah, you were, like, sat down on the floor cleaning stuff out for the garage sale. And I was in the living room just, you know, watching TV. Because I needed to... Leslie's mom was actually in the restroom, and I was waiting to help her get out and get to bed. And so Haley came out. And she's like, I'm scared. She's scared of everything. But she was scared. And I'm like, it's okay. You know, Thea, she already put you to bed. She did the taco thing, you know, where...
we tucked her in.
And so I got her back into bed. And I did the taco thing again. And, you know, I talked to her a bit. And I was like, so, you know, go to sleep. It's going to be okay. And then I walked back out. And she started crying.
Yep.
She started, like, whimpering, crying, like, softly to herself, right? this was just the buildup. This was the appetizer, the, like, salad portion of the night. And I literally waited outside her door, you know, in the little hallway in our house, and listened as she worked herself up into this frenzy. Like, it was so intense. It got to the point where she was like, "Mommy, I need you. I am dying. She didn't say snakes. There's spiders in my bed. Spiders in my..." Like, yell, like.
And that was when I got up and I was like, "What is happening?"
You walk up and I put my hand up and I was like, "No, it's okay. You know, we already talked to her about this." And I explained to her, well, because there was one time where she was crying and she came out. And I was like, "I need you to understand that this is misbehaving now. Like, we put you to bed. This is the time to go to sleep. It's not the time to, you know, be hysterical." And I didn't say that to her, but that was the intention.
Right.
And so... you know, you came out, and I put my hand up. I was like, hold on, just wait, waiting for her to come out. So she comes out, sure enough, and did we spank her that night?
I don't remember.
Well, we did talk about, like, the next time.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we're going to have to do, because at this point, it's misbehaving.
Right.
And...
Because here's the thing. By this point, she's already been staying with us for, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
And...
It's 1 in the morning.
It's already... It was 3 in the morning by the time we got her to bed.
Well, no. By the time I got to bed, it was 3 in the morning. Because I stayed up a little bit. But so this was, like, 1:32.
Okay.
In the morning.
And she has been staying with us for 3 months, like, sleeping well, no issues. So we knew, like, this was... like an emotional based thing, like maybe something like she was feeling sad or she was feeling angry, weren't sure, but it was like her acting out on something, and we knew that, and she was just being spoiled.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was like, I remember just being like so confused.
I just remember being like, no, this is how I'm doing it.
I was like, what is wrong with this kid?
Yeah.
But then eventually you said, like, because we just let her cry in her bed. And we said, you will not get out of that bed again. And if you do, you're going to get a spank.
Yeah. So we got her to bed and she asked for the taco. I was like, no, you got the taco twice. You're not getting it again tonight. And at first she was a little confused by it, but then she's like, okay. Because it's, by this time it's 2:30 in the morning, right? Or 2:15, 2:20-ish or whatever. And so, you know, we leave the door open, the lights are still on in her room, not the like big lights, but you know, we have the night lights and stuff.
Right. A lot of
night lights.
It was not dark in there ever.
And so we leave the door open and Leslie goes back to finish cause she's got to go to sleep. And I stand there and I wait and I watch through the slit in the door. In the door frame, I'm like, okay, you know, what's going to happen now? And so I watched her as she got up, stood on her bed, like in the middle of the bed. She checked around the sides as if she were looking for real spiders. So she could call me in and be like, there are real spiders. But no, there were none, obviously. And then she walked to the edge of her bed. She reached up onto the little furniture that we got for the clothes, and she grabbed the tissue paper. She blew her nose. She threw the tissue paper in the trash, and she went to bed. She covered herself with a blanket, and she went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what just happened?
We got shamed is what happened. That little thing. I love her.
But yeah, we've had so many of those moments where it's like, what is the matter with you? I love you so much. Stop this.
So parents, oh, parents, I love you. If you're a parent, well, kudos to you.
Yeah, because there's no, you know, break in the middle of the week for you that we have. It's... 24/7, and it's just constant. And I spent recently, you were at a conference, and it was in town,
right?
But Haley was going to be with us during that time, and so I was taking care of her by myself.
Yeah,
and I spent the whole time just being no, no, not that, because she want like you could see her going into the crazy,
yeah.
At this point, you know, it's been 9 months. Like, we know when it's going to happen.
Right.
It's just like with your mom when we knew that she was having a diabetic crash. You see the symptoms. And you get to know what the symptoms are and what they look like and how they differ from just being, you know, a five-year-old.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go there. And you can ask our friends and who were close by. She would start to do that. I was like, nope, you've already asked me that question. Let's ask another one.
One of our friend Cherie, she taught us this great phrase.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's magical.
And it's just 3 words. No more words. That's all we have to say.
Yeah.
And she'll look at us And maybe I have to say it a couple of times. Like, I'm like, no more words. No more words. And there will be no more words.
Yep. You're done talking about that.
And music settles a lot of things.
A lot.
She emotions, loves music. Words. I mean, sometimes she, you know, and you, those of you who have 5-year-olds, like, you know, mm-hmm. it is nonstop talking.
Oh my gosh.
And sometimes I didn't hear half of what she said because she talks so much, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what did you say?
I can't not hear a word that she says. Like, it's my curse to hear them all.
Oh my gosh. But, you know, because she'll be like, right there, Leslie. And I'm like,
And I said that and you said that.
I was like, I did not say anything. So,
but yeah, but she loves music. She loves singing. She loves The Greatest Showman.
Yes. The girl knows all the words to every song from The Greatest Showman.
Yeah. It's super cute. And there, you know, there, you have those wonderful moments of like, you're going to be a great person someday.
Yeah.
You know, and not that she isn't a person now, but she's 5. She's got time, you know? But we're, Leslie and I are doing our best to be consistent because, you know, like when everything comes down to it in anything that you read or hear about raising kids, consistency is a major thing.
Yeah.
Because if you're ever inconsistent, they know it.
Oh, and they take advantage of it right away.
And they call you on it.
Yeah.
If they want to.
Yeah. Well, you said.
You said.
That's like one of her favorite things to say. And I'd be like, when did I say that? Uh-uh. No, ma'am. I did not say that. I know I didn't say that. So don't try to tell me that I did.
Yeah. And so it's just, you know, not memorizing everything that we've said over the past 9 months. Right. But we talk a lot with her mom now. We've learned, like, okay, she's going to go home.
Right.
For 5 days.
Yeah. And my sister is, she does a really good job of like co-parenting essentially is what we're doing, you know? Yeah.
And then she's going to come back and whatever's happened over there, in her school or wherever she's hanging out, and then with her mom and then coming back over here, we don't want to feel like there's a disconnect.
Right.
You know, we want it all to be the same.
Yeah.
So that is also a consistent thing in her life.
Right.
So we're like, this week or this weekend, this is what we worked on. And she tells us what she's been working on with her. And we just try to keep that like open and be like,
this is child what happened.
Is insane. And no, she's not insane, but you know, she's 5.
She's 5. Yeah.
She's 5.
At least she can tell us like,
I know.
I'm just glad she like, she loves essential oils. And that's one of the things like she gets a cut. If something hurts her, if her belly hurts, she's like, Tia, can I have some oils? And I'm like, yes, baby, you can have oils, you know? And, you know, we put dye on her belly.
Oh, yeah.
And when she gets a cut, like, we put oils on it and, you know.
Thieves and Band-Aids.
And yeah, and like.
Because she hasn't been majorly hurt while she's been with us, so.
No. But she's also like, you know, they're sponges at this age.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched her. So I work at a church. Mm-hmm. I am normally there for 3 services. So she goes with me and all of her teachers love her. And she has 3 services of 3 sets of different teachers.
Yeah.
They love her. And when she's gone, they miss her.
Yeah.
And one of them just told me, hey, because Haley we didn't come to church one weekend because I was sick.
Yeah.
So she stayed home with me. But she's like, hey, we missed Haley so much. And I'm like, oh, I was like, yeah, I was sick. So I stayed home and. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's because she's so friendly.
Yeah.
And like when a new kid comes, like we always pair her with them because Haley just wants to make a friend.
She really does.
And so they always put her like to be like the welcoming kid. So they love her, you know?
Yeah.
This kid memorizes scripture.
She's like one of the only ones.
She knows all the songs and the dance moves. At camp, the second day, so the first day she came home from camp and she was like so sad because she didn't get to get on the stage and sing. And I was like, well, baby, it's the first day of camp. Like, you still have 4 more days. It'll be fine. The next day, I get a text message from one of her teachers and it's a video of her dancing on the stage with the teachers, singing and doing all the dance moves. Again, she is 5.
Yeah.
And she could sing in tune.
Yeah.
And she could dance pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the dang?
Yeah. It's been it's been a crazy ride. Yeah. And you know, we're not gonna have her this weekend.
Yeah. It's the dog.
Oh, okay. I was like, something's happening. And, you know, we're a little sad about that, but we're also like, oh, okay, we have the weekend off. Yeah. What do we do with ourselves now?
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's been nice, and it's been a growing experience for us because, you know, we don't have kids.
Right.
And now.
But now we have a year membership to the zoo.
We do. And, you know, this is like Leslie's dream come true, because ever since we got married, Leslie's like, when are you taking me to the zoo? And I, 10, 11 years later, never took her to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, I asked my mommy friends, I said, so what's the best investment that you've made for your children?
Yeah.
And one of them said the Children's Museum. Mm-hmm. And one of our friends, she gave us free passes to check that out. And I thought that was, it was awesome. Like, Haley had a great time. We spent like 3 hours there.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I could do it every weekend. Mm. I was like, oh, I don't think I could do this every weekend. Another mom told me, the zoo. Get a family zoo pass. It's good for a year. You will never regret it. Because if you just go on a whim and you pay whatever it is, it's like $13 for an adult and like $7 for a kid.
Yeah.
And your kid has a meltdown when you get there and you've only been there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't feel bad about leaving.
Wasting all that money, so to speak.
So it was like $100 and it was for you and me, a guest, and a child.
Yeah.
And it, depending on how many children you had, like it could be all your kids too.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, okay, so we've gone so many times to the zoo.
Yeah.
They have like a splash pad and, you know.
The dino thing. She loves feeding the giraffes.
Yeah.
But the, like, and you, we've been there for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there for 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Sometimes and she just wants to go pet the stingrays.
Yeah.
And we've done that.
And boy, was she terrified of them at first.
And like, now she's
cried.
Just...
I love watching her become brave in these things. You know,
and that's something we taught her how to pray for, too. Yes,
because right away we noticed, obviously, she is literally scared of the world.
Everything, yes.
It just terrifies her. And I'm like, where does this fear come from?
Yeah.
Because it's irrational.
I would ask my sister all the time, like, if she would have a meltdown, I would text her. I'm like, Haley's having a meltdown about this. Like, do you know why? Like, has she been scared by something? And she's like, I have no idea. And I'm like, okay, so this is just a fear.
No, and yeah, I know she's 5. But at some point, like, you have to recognize that some of it's irrational.
Right.
And it's your job as the adult, as the, like, co-parent or whatever, to be like, that's not how this works.
Right.
You know, like, when she dropped something at church one night, didn't break.
Right.
It was totally fine, but she flipped out.
Spiraled down quickly.
Yes. And started screaming and yelling like somebody was murdering her. And we're like, what happened? Nothing happened. Like, this is not necessary. Mm. But so, you know, like I said, we noticed it really soon off. And so we started, you have all of these kids movies and TV shows where these little kids are like an example of what it's like to be brave.
Right.
Even though they're scared, even though they're sad. And so you have that kind of the point at, like, there's Moana.
Right.
You know, which, let me tell you, I did not like Moana, the movie, when it first came out. But then after we got, you know, a live-in niece for the weekend, I really started to appreciate that movie with the music and the story and everything.
Yeah.
But so we've talked with her about, like, being brave and what it means to be brave.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that, you know, the fear's gone. It just means that you continue on in spite of it.
And we've also done the whole, like, you have to try.
Yes.
Because she'd be afraid to do something.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, let's just try. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to fall. And I'm like, you don't know that.
Or food. She's like, I'm not going to like it.
Oh, yeah. And then she's like, I love it. This is the best. Like, yeah, I know.
yet. But so it's been really cool to, like, see her take those steps, mm-hmm, you know?
And see her grow. Because, like, I'm telling you, like, as we're sitting here talking about this, I'm going back to the first weekend that we had her. And us going, like, cause I remember that first weekend going, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Okay, because you had to work, and I was the one who had to take care of her.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, for the first 2 months, she slept in a cot next to our bed.
She really did.
But because we didn't know how long, like, if she would come every weekend or not, we didn't know, like, how she would do. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's a whole new house. And
we were waiting for the bed set to come in, too.
And so we were just like, okay. So, but then once it came in, like, transferring that, I remember that first night, she was like, but, because for, like, a month, I would fall asleep in there.
Yeah.
And then I would get up at, like, 2 a.m. and come stumbling to bed.
And get mad at me for leaving you alone. I was like, baby, you know what you're doing. Like, you're an adult. You don't have to fall asleep there. No,
I was like, why didn't you wake me up, is what I would say.
I didn't know you were asleep. I thought you were, like, just, you know, staring at her or something.
No.
But, yeah, for the first month that she was here, we had the cot is next to the bed, next to your side of the bed, so she can literally stick her hand out and touch
she would
you.
Hold my hand for a lot of the nights because she was like not used to being here, because she would cry and I'd be like, baby, I'm right here, you don't have to cry. And I was like, you can hold my hand if you want to. She would fall asleep holding my hand. She just, poor kid, like, I'm pretty sure she's got some separation anxiety. And you know,
but that's all children, and especially children that experience all of this movement. Right, she goes from her house to here and back, and you know, other places. I remember what it was like waking up in like my grandma's house, and for that split second being like a 6 or 7 year old, like, where am I? And then you remember, oh, okay,
I'm visiting grandma.
So I can kind of see a little bit of that. But it's like I said, it's been really, really cool to see her grow in just the few months that she's been with us.
A few months? No.
Oh, well, it's almost a year.
It's almost a year soon.
Yeah. But you know, it's not been like 5 years. It's not been her whole life.
Right, exactly.
And that's always something that, like, I try to take into account, you know, like, I try to remember. I'm like, okay, she's 5, Erin. She's not an adult. And you didn't raise her, you know, like, you're co-parenting her now, basically. But you, like, I haven't been there from the beginning, so I can't expect her to be at a place where I want her to be in that moment.
Right.
Which is hard. 'Cause, you know, like, you're an adult, like, I'm an adult, and I work with their children, but they're adults too, you know, like 18 and up. And you know, you tell them one thing and you're like, this is the expectation. Let's go and do it. And if they don't do it, well, you know, there's accountability. But for the most part, it gets done because they're adults.
Yeah.
And even teenagers, you know, but she's 5.
Yeah. I can't wait to tell y'all about some of the things we taught her.
But we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to drop an episode.
Yeah.
And
let you know where we've been.
Yeah, explain why we kind of fell off the map.
And didn't say anything.
Sorry. Not sorry. But, you know, we're gonna be back. We're going to be doing some more recordings, trying to get ahead of the curve, you know, because not every weekend will we have a free weekend or will we have a free moment.
But just so you guys know, in October, we're going back to Utah.
Yes! Well, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for Utah.
Me too.
Oh, man.
And here we are at the end of episode 118.
Yep.
And it is so weird that this is... like that, it's kind of like getting, you know, on a bicycle, like, you don't forget.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because,
like, you know, even the intro, like, I was like, oh, this is easy. It's only been, like, you know, 9 months since we've done this. But thank you so much for listening to us. We love that you do listen to us.
Yeah.
And if this is your first time listening to us, please go back to episode 1.
Our story is really interesting.
Yeah. Leslie, it helps you kind of get to know who we are.
Yeah.
And how we've gotten to where we are today.
Yeah, especially our marriage.
Yes. And so we're so glad that you've come back and you've listened. We're so happy to be back.
Yay.
We love you guys. To our faithful listeners who have checked on us and asked how we're doing, okay. Making sure we're okay. And these are people who are, like, they don't live in our town. So no. It made me feel like, oh, aww. People miss us. People yeah. listen to us, you know? Yeah. We're doing okay. We're hanging in there. But please, if this is your first time listening, you can find us on Facebook.
Yes.
So This Is Love Podcast. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter as @SoThisIsLovePodcast. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email to SoThisIsLove@Yahoo.com.
Yes. And like Leslie was saying, check out the beginning. It's basically our story. Not how we met, but how we fell in love.
Yes.
Right? Because Leslie did not love me at all. And, you know, I broke her down. But then we talk about kind of just like life things, and that's what we're doing now. And so we really appreciate y'all coming to hang out. Leslie's iPad is ringing.
It's Haley.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to go. Bye.